Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. This is your guy, Larry, and you just tuned into a new episode of Larry's Biblecast. Happy New Year 2022. You've made it. I've made it. We've made it. Oh, my God. Praise God. We are now in a new year. Oh my God, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Praise God, right? You have something to celebrate and to rejoice over. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Man, I'm just so excited. I don't know about you, but I am so excited because God is so good, y'all. God is so good. I mean, going through 2021, and now we done cross over into another year. Oh my goodness. I'm just elated. I am just elated. It's just, you know what? Take a moment and take a deep breath. And hopefully you're in a safe place, meaning like in your home. And just breathe in that 2022 air. Maybe you're in your car where it's safe and just take a deep breath and smell that fresh 2022. Man, I tell you, listen, I'm just excited. I'm very excited and I'm just anticipating what this year is going to bring. You know, we go through so much and have gone through so much in the past few years. And so 2022 may not be any different. But at the same time, you know, I'm just going to say this. Listen, no matter how many challenges you will have or we will have in the coming year or years, God is still faithful. He's still on the throne. He's still in charge. Nothing, absolutely nothing will happen, has happened, that God was not aware of. Listen, you know, a lot of times our faith can be shaken. Our world around us can be shaken. There could be circumstances and situations that, yes, we currently go through, are currently going through. But how many of you understand and know that God is never shaken? He's never shaken. And as long as you and I are in God's care, in his presence, that, you know what? If God is not shaken, allow him to cover you, allow him to embrace you, get into the presence of his protection and his guidance, and let your faith be built up. Listen, I'm not going to get too much far into this. I got a lot more to share, but I just want to just kind of bask in that, in this moment of with you about going into another year of that we have yet to see where this year is going to take us and what God is going to do in your life and what God is going to do in my life and your family's life and anybody else. I mean, listen, it's still 2022 presents an opportunity for so many things, whether it's, you know, more spreading of the gospel, more time to let people know about the goodness and the love of Jesus Christ, right? Salvation is still free. We still have yet time to share what God does in our lives. Amen. So again, this is just a wonderful time, and take this opportunity to love on your family, love on your neighbor, your friends, your associates, your work, your coworkers. Make this a new start, and allow God to use you in such a wonderful way that you would never think that God can use you, okay? So we're going to be right back. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to get into the verse of the day and see exactly what it is that God has to say to us. All right. All right. So welcome back. And so, listen, I'm just so excited that I couldn't wait to record this episode because, of just the attitude that I have right now, when it comes to, embarking on this new year. So, I was just kind of in my reflective mode as well. And this was, to be honest with you, this was after the crossing over into the new year from December 31st of 2021. And then, I had to, go to work actually on the 1st of January. And so I got a chance to have some time where my mind was pretty reflective on just the goodness of God, but also on the year and the year in the past of what we went through, and just all the different things that that the year had brought, 2021 I'm talking about. Now, mind you, in brief, we're carrying in some of the stuff, okay, some of the things from 2021 to 2022. And, that can be something that, maybe some of you out there have done or are doing. In other words, what I mean by that specifically, we're going to talk about the things that are happening in the world today. You know, we're talking about the pandemic that has been with us pretty much from, I want to say, 2019, the end of 2019, going into 2020, and then from 2020 into the full year of 2021 as well. And we've had not only the virus, which is, specifically is what I'm talking about, the coronavirus, or COVID-19, and then how it changed and had a variant, the Delta variant is what people were calling it, and then which was a different type of strain of that virus, and then it went into now what we have, this more of a lighter strain, but it's easily transmissible, called the Omicron. Now, of course, I like probably some of you probably have been listening and paying attention to the news as the developments have been changing. And, they're coming out with the vaccines. People are taking vaccines. People are taking more COVID tests as of now. People are now starting to take COVID tests for possibly for school, kids going back to school, going back to the elementary school. They've already approved, and FDA has approved to have, or the, I think it's the FDA and the CDC, I believe the CDC has already approved for kids that are younger, and from the age of 5, I believe 5 to 11, are now able to take vaccine. And so, these are all these things that has been developing all throughout the year of 2021. And I'm going to say this, no matter where you stand on the issues of what's been going on in our world, that is just what's going on in our world. I want to give you a picture of, say, for instance, what's going on in the world based upon what we see, and then take a slice or a line and draw that. And on the other side of that line, look at what God, how God is, and look at the heaven and heaven. So we take a comparison shot, and though we are, we have a lot of things that's going on in our world, but the other side of that, you see God and you see heaven, and there's peace and there's tranquility, and there's no anxiety. There's no worry about the coronavirus and things like that. We've had loved ones that have already passed and are on, on in heaven, and there's no worry about cancer. There's no worry about diabetes. There's no worry about high blood pressure, heart disease, or any of these things, or even any kind of things that they might have suffered from when they were in this life. Remember that. Remember that what goes on earth is not going on in heaven. You know, that's the comparison that I like to look at, and I always like to kind of reflect on sometimes and understand that while we're living on earth, yes, there is a different type of atmosphere that we're discovering and we have and we are a part of while we're on earth. In heaven, it's totally different. Now, I'm just saying that, well, you know, Larry, you know, yes, you know, what's happening now? Remember, earth is never meant to be like heaven. Okay, earth in the beginning, yes, it was in the garden, Adam and Eve. We're talking in the book of Genesis. We read the book of Genesis, and that time, that atmosphere was different. But remember, you didn't have the population we have. We didn't have sin that entered the world like we have now. There's a lot of imperfection that has happened on earth. And this is why it's important for you and I to really focus our attention and our life on God and how God can continue to direct you and guide you, give you a sense of guidance throughout your time on earth. Your time while living here, your time while you're with your family, your friends, your coworkers, your associates, whoever you are around, is so important during this time that you are, you know, you're just sticking in the pathway or the pathway of God. Now, I want to give you this verse that I was reflecting on. This was something that, you know, it came to me as I was just reflecting on the new year coming in. And it's a very familiar passage. And this is found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. Some of you may already know this. I like reading this out of the New Living Translation, but you can read it out of the King James, New King James, or what have you. But it simply says this. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Listen, I love this verse. First of all, I love this verse because this is something where God is saying that no matter what is happening in your world, in your situation, He has a plan for you, just like He has a plan for me. He says that the plans, and in this version, it says plans. In other words, plural, more than one plan. So I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. He says they are, plural, plans for good and not for disaster. In some versions, this is saying plans for good and not for evil. But in the New Living Translation, it's saying for good and not for disaster. And then the last half of this says to give you what? A future and a hope. Now, I don't know about you, but this is so encouraging to me because we're going into another year that we don't know. You and I don't know what's ahead of us. Okay, and for some of you, that might be a little scary, or maybe uncertainty is something that you don't like, right? Walking in darkness. But let me tell you, that's where faith comes in at, okay? That's where faith comes in at. Imagine you being in a time when Jesus was here, and Jesus was, you know, you was on the boat where Peter and the disciples were, and the storm was happening. And so Jesus stands on top of the water in the midst of this storm, right? And I'm not sure if you remember this story, but Jesus stands on top of the water, and Peter and his disciples were in this boat. Now, Peter, and the reason why I'm mentioning Peter, because Peter was the main focus of this story. Jesus tells Peter to come out of the boat, get out of the boat and come to me. Okay. Because remember, Peter also asked him, "Jesus, is this you?" And he says, yes, it is. Come to me. Now, Peter, and I'm paraphrasing this story without reading it out of the scriptures, but he comes out of the boat. He puts his feet on the water and he begins to walk toward Jesus. Okay. Now stop right there. Dude, we're going to pause it right there. Listen, Peter didn't worry about whether or not he could. He didn't worry about whether he would sink. He didn't worry about the physicality of water. He just decided, Jesus told me to come. And he stood on the water. Jesus stands on the water and tells Peter to come to him. Okay. And Peter never takes a second to think about if I could stand on this water, whether or not I would go into the water and submerge myself in the water. No, it just automatically happened because he wasn't thinking about the what ifs. Okay. He wasn't thinking about the what ifs. The what if I drown? What if I can't swim? What if the storm overtakes me and I'm not able to make it to Jesus? He doesn't think that way. And now I'm not going to say that Peter was perfect. Peter was no different than you and I, because it was because of Peter's simple faith that Peter decided to do it. Some of you are embarking on another year, 2022. You have no way of knowing what's going to happen in January or February or March or May or June or April, I'm sorry, or June or July, or through the summer or through the fall to the end of this year. You have no way of knowing or being able to tell whether or not you're going to make it. But just like Peter, he just got out the boat. He stood on the water. He began to take steps toward Jesus. And some of you may say, well, remember, Peter did fall into the water. Yes, you're kind of getting ahead of me. But listen, before you understand that part, understand this and what we can learn from that story. The story goes on to tell that, yes, he did look. His eyes began to look at the natural circumstances in front of him. He saw the wind and the waves. He saw the turbulent waters. And yes, he began to sink. His eyes and his mind was off of Jesus. It became more focused on the things that he saw. The troubled waters, right? He began to see those things. And as he began to focus on those things, that's when he began to sink. What was Jesus' answer to him? He grabbed him, first of all, which is what I love. Because when we fall, Jesus is right there to grab you. He's right there to pull you out of whatever situation you're in. If you fall short, if you fall into some of the same traps that you were getting yourself out of, you were doing so well, and then all of a sudden you fall, guess what? Jesus doesn't condemn you. He simply grabs you. Now, he may give you some advice. See, I told you, stop looking at those circumstances. And he'll pull you up. And you're safe in Jesus' arms. Jesus loves to train us and teach us, right? Understand that no matter where you are in your faith journey, God loves us so much. He loves you. He loves me so much that no matter where you're at on your faith journey, even if you're still learning, which I am too, God says, I don't cast no judgment on you, but I am trying to train you and I'm trying to help you through this journey while you're on earth, while you're going through this new year of 2022. Keep your eyes focused on him. Like Peter, keep your eyes focused on him and just look ahead. Look ahead every single day. If today's your first day, read the Bible. Read a scripture. Read a passage out of the Word of God. Okay? It doesn't have to be a full chapter. It doesn't have to be half the book. But read something. A verse of scripture, the Bible verse of the day, a devotional, anything. Read something. Second of all, pray. Wake up in the morning, go to bed at night, maybe throughout your lunchtime or what have you. But say a quick prayer. Pray about for yourself. Pray for your family. Pray for your friends. Pray for people. And you don't have to even tell anybody who you're praying for. But make sure you pray. Make sure you talk to God. Make sure you have that time where you're talking to the Lord. I want to encourage you. I have so much throughout this year. Just stick with me. We're going to go through the Bible. We're going to read some stories. We're going to read some devotionals. We're going to just have a good time just encouraging each other along this journey of 2022 now. And I'm just excited. And I hope you are. I hope you have a positive attitude. I know things will, some of it, like our situation that we have right here on earth now, we have some things that will carry from 2021 to 2022. But remember this, God never changes. In the verse of the day, again, He has the plans for us. And guess what? No matter what's going on in your life, God says that the plans I have for you are for good and not for disaster, not for evil. And there are plans to give you a future and a hope. And last of all, I'm going to tell you this. Where is your hope? Where is your hope that lies? Where do you put your hope in? Do you put your hope in what you can do? Or do you put your hope in what God can do? That's something to think about. We can do a lot in our lives, admittedly. I'm not saying we don't. I'm saying that you and I, we can do a lot. We can have plans. We can make plans. We can feel like, well, I have more faith in myself and what I can do. But I'm going to tell you something. And that's all well and good. But I'm going to tell you this. You can either have your best or you can have God's best. Me personally, I strive each and every day, each and every moment. I want God's best. I know I can do some things. I know I can get up in the morning and get myself ready for work. But I also know that in front of me, God is bigger than me. God knows what the path is ahead of me. He knows the pitfalls. He knows the potholes on the road, basically. He knows the left and right turns. And if we follow God, He may have some kind of better direction than you do. He may have a better outcome. Of course, He will have a better outcome than we will because He's God. Now, think about it real quick. Do you know what's happening around the corner for the next couple of months in front of you? You may have maybe some kind of, maybe perception or maybe guessing, but God knows definitely what's happening. God knows definitely what's ahead on the road ahead of you. Listen, today is a new day. Today is a wonderful day. Today is an awesome day. Let every day that you go forward be a day that you praise God. Give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him praise. And I'm not saying every day is going to be perfect. I'm not going to say every week or every month is going to be perfect either. Through every problem, every situation, every circumstance, God is faithful. And God will still be in charge and God will still be in control. Trust Him. Lay your trust in front of Him. Let 2022 be the year that you step forward even further in faith, stronger in faith, stronger in your relationship with the Lord, stronger in your relationship having the faith in Jesus Christ. If you haven't if you haven't prayed and asked God to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, do that. Do that right now. Do that right now, at this moment, and find a good church home. Find a place where you can study. Find a place where you can fellowship with other believers, and allow God to help you grow spiritually. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. I'm excited about where and what path it's going to go on before us. Don't worry. Don't worry. No matter what, God is in control. And let him be in the driver's seat. We're just the passengers. We're just sitting in the car, right? And so, listen, like I said, we'll have more episodes coming. I, like you, been through the holidays now, through Christmas and through New Year's, and was pretty busy with my family. And now, you know, some of us are back to work and back on the grind. And listen, I'm going to continue to give you some more episodes, some more exciting encouragements and encouragement episodes and things like that. So just hang in there. And again, Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Let this year be phenomenal for you. And I'll be talking to you soon. God bless you.